You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
There are a variety of ways you can reach out to your boys and ask us for advice. And mostly what you're doing is you're asking our listeners for advice because they are very, very, very good at calling in and sounding off. This one comes from Christina. She sent this through our Facebook page. If you haven't been following along, find us on Facebook. Search Dom. That's Dom with an M. Dom and Jeremy. You want to do that anyway because Jeremy posts great stuff every single day. All sorts of fun stories and links and clickbait.
We have a fun page. We have a good morning show page. So if you're bored, go click around.
And you can send us messages like Christina did. She goes, "Hey boys, I love your show and I need your advice." Well, that cuts right.
Yeah,
to
okay.
I've been married for 6 years. We've known each other for 9 years. He has always been big on Valentine's Day and usually goes all out with gifts. He's bought me expensive spa packages, large fancy flower displays, candy, dinners, and even a trip 1 year. Christina writes, "But the thing is, I'm not into Valentine's Day at all. Never have been. I get him a card just because I feel like I have to do something since he's into it. But spending all that money just seems silly to me. So here's my question." And this actually is more of an interesting question than it might appear on the surface. Because already, I mean, as we hear this, right, we're thinking, well, if she's not into it, she'd just say, "Look, dude, I'm not into it."
Yeah, please stop.
But the way she phrases this is interesting. She says, "Would it be wrong to talk to him now, weeks in advance, and tell him that I'd rather he not spend any money on this phony holiday? I honestly don't want anything as a gift, and he really does spend a lot on it. I asked my sister, and she said it would be almost cruel to take away the joy that he gets out of it." Christina says, "I still think it's dumb. What do my boys think? Thanks so much." Now, it's until dumb. She threw in that comment from her sister, who said, it's what he gets out of the giving that's important here.
Yeah, I guess we can cut off the love language calls already, huh? Because this is essentially his love language, is gift giving. And he likes doing it sounds like. But he's spending some bank doing it as well.
It's a lot of money that he's spending on
It's a lot of money. And
for someone who's not into receiving.
And she puts on the fake thank you every time. Oh, thanks. More gifts.
You see that? He's got, I've got a trip down to the Broadmoor and then a spa package. And she goes, "Thanks, here's your card."
But then why would she be like, "Oh, I don't want to go to a spa."
She just doesn't want to go out for a night. Spending money on something that she says is
right.
A phony holiday.
But then again, if it's once a year that you get spoiled and have a little fun, so be it, really. I mean, you have 11 other months of the year to save up. He wants to spoil you. That's the key.
I see both sides of this issue.
Oh, I do too, because I've been there.
I'm totally torn on this. I think I'm going to rely on Dom and Jeremy listeners to point the way. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. She is not into this holiday at all. Should she tell her husband that and make him stop spending money? Or does she just quietly sit back and let him get the joy out of it that it apparently brings him?
Yeah, just kind of go with the flow and put on a fake smile and thank him.
Which one is more important, I guess? Financial responsibility is pretty big with me.
Yeah, sure it is. But I guess if they can afford it and he's still doing it, then just give him the pat on the back. Bryce wrote in on our Facebook and said maybe she should go out this year and get her hubby something really thoughtful. She might just end up liking it. It's fun to spoil people, and that's from Bryce. Huh. I'm surprised that she hasn't had this conversation with her husband if they've been together for 9 years.
So he's got to know she's not into it.
He's got to know, so I wonder if he's just doing it to annoy her now.
Let me tell you.
As hubbies do.
People have been on the line, and some of them are dropping off. Call back, or if you haven't called yet, 303-691-1649. We do have open lines. Along those lines, I'm just going to read this, and I'm not going to comment on it. I'm just going to read it and let the listeners decide for themselves. Trina says, "I know he seems into the big gift giving, but I don't believe it's a matter of it bringing him joy. I think it brings him some sort of feeling of power, like, look how much I take care of you. It smacks of misogyny to me. She should make him stop.
Oh, boy.
I'm just going to leave that. I'm not going to touch
Please,
it.
Please, leave it.
People can decide for themselves.
Delete it.
And that was followed
Delete
up
it.
By Mindy, who says, I know I speak for a lot of women who would give anything for a partner to lavish us with nice things. Who in the world complains about this? Don't ruin his fun,
That's
Christina.
What I'm saying. Just enjoy Mindy. The gifts. And gosh, you got a good husband.
A few more messages are coming in, but first let's take a call from Sydney. Hi, Sydney. Good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning. Oh, my gosh. I've called so many times. I can't believe I actually got through.
Hey, here you are. Good morning.
We're glad to talk to you, though. What do you think about Christina's situation?
So I feel like, just like, first of all, in relationships, you should be able to talk to your partner about anything without worrying about, you know, hurting their feelings.
Thank you. I have said that for years on the show. It's like, what, you've been married for 9 years. Why are you so afraid to talk to each other? I'm so afraid.
Right.
I'm like, come on. It's been like a decade. What else? What else is on your mind?
I mean, I think you can just compromise, like make it enjoyable for both of you. Do like a simple date night rather than like big lavish gifts. That way he's not spending too much money and making her uncomfortable, but he's still getting to treat her nice and do what he likes to do, right? Like there should be just like an easy compromise somewhere in the middle like that, I feel like.
I'm wondering if she hasn't fully expressed that she doesn't like this. I mean, my wife has, I'm the gift giver. I love giving gifts. Like, you know, on Christmas time and stuff, we're always like, let's make a pinky promise that we're not going to do gifts, you know, nothing for each other. I'm like, okay, yeah. And then I still do it anyway, you know, just because I like doing it. And I feel like she just does end up enjoying the gift. She does end up liking what I do. So I just continue to do it. So I'm wondering if she's just not fully relaying, you know, her feelings to her husband at this point.
Right. That's a good point. That's why I started with the whole, you know, communicating thing.
You got to communicate. I know.
Sydney, I'm glad you finally got through. Thanks for listening to the show and thank you for calling.
Yeah. Thank you.
Appreciate you very much.
And I'm still in the bank of it. It just brings me joy, too. I just like doing it, you know?
Carter says, as a guy, I see both sides, too. But if she's not into it, the dude is spinning his wheels in mud. Just stop and find another way to show her love. I guess that's a simplistic way of putting it, but probably true. Here's Derek on the phone. Derek, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Morning, boys. How y'all doing this morning?
We're doing good.
It's a good day. What do you think about Christina's situation?
Well, I think it's interesting. I think, Dom, you do a really good job, and you as well, Jeremy, of segueing things. But I think it's interesting. You said they've been together 9 years, and you mentioned, I think it was like half an hour ago, that couples tend to...
Uh-oh, his phone's
gone. Where did Derek's go?
Oh, Derek. Oh, you're talking about the 8-year itch. Your phone's cutting out, buddy.
Yes, the 8-year itch, where maybe she wants something new.
Oh, you think she's over him, huh?
Maybe.
I also want to see how she reacts during birthdays and Christmas. I mean, is he doing the same thing on these other two holidays, too? And why is this one just getting
her? To both of you, Derek, I think that's a big reach when she's just saying, I'm not into Valentine's Day. I don't want this. I don't know that means she needs a new relationship. And to your point, Jeremy, again, she's stressing that this is Valentine. She's just not into this day. She doesn't say, I don't want
14th,
ever gifts. So, Derek, I don't think she wants to go have an affair.
I think she's just lazy, Derek. I think she is lazy when it comes to this holiday. She just doesn't want to go out and shop for her husband. I think it's a laziness thing.
I think you misunderstood. I think earlier you said, like, after 8 years, couples, like, want something new. So you said they're in the ninth year. So maybe she wants something different besides that for Valentine's Day.
Gotcha. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Okay.
Well, my apologies. I thought you were saying she wanted, like, a new relationship.
I think I might have said that. Yeah.
Derek, that is a good point. You know, and yes, it's true. For those of you who missed it half an hour ago, we were talking about this poll that shows that people want to freshen things up every so often. And yeah, you're right. After 8 or 9 years together, maybe what they do is find a whole new way of, if you want to use the word, celebrate Valentine's Day, or maybe they just come up with their own day. You know, I don't know.
Maybe he's recycling stuff. I don't know.
Thank you for being on the show, buddy. Have a great day. Okay?
Bye, Derek.
All right. Love you guys.
Kisses
to
you.
We love you back, man. Thank you for your time. This is pretty evenly split. We went through all the messages online, and it was right down the middle with half saying she needs to speak up and forget about hurting his feelings. And the other half are like, lady, settle down.
Enjoy what you got. Maybe reciprocate a little bit.
I'm quoting one of our writers. Tina wrote in, and her words were, lady, settle down. So, you know, it's, look, what we do is we project the way we feel about things onto other people, right?
Of course
we
do,
so,
yeah.
Like, if you're into that, like you're talking about, Jeremy, you're really into all
this. I'm into it, so I'm on the hubby side, yeah.
So we project this onto other people, but not everyone feels the same way we do about stuff. So I kind of feel her pain a little bit here.
Good luck, Christina.
Have the talk. Just have the talk. And like the song says, break it to him, Jesus.